Mayhem in Japan.
Deep in the land of the rising sun, some jubilant children jump with joy. The children chaff and cheerfully chat. They fly fish kites, and with puzzles they toy. Then a veil shrouds their torch in the sky. The bewildered children scurry hither and thither. They dither in the dark and are unsure of what to do, while their cherry blossom trees wilt and wither. Escaping pouring rain and roaring thunder, the frightened children rush indoors. They weep and wail in the pitch-black house. They whine and whinny like worried horse. The children mumble terrible curses, which are softened by the rumbling thunder. Blindly, they fumble and stumble around the place, until making one terrible blunder. They hide in a bathtub. Then they hear a muffled groan, which is quickly followed by the trembling in the floor. Then they hear a hearty old grumble, just before they hear the creak in the door. Then a stinky scent startles the children, as odorous as the dung of a cow. They sneeze and snuffle in utter disgust. They must react, but don't know how. They think of bravely facing their feared foes, but are afraid they'd be vanquished and pulverized. So, with all their will, they stand stiff and still, glued to the bathtub, languished and mesmerized. Then they hear a boom, and then they hear a whiss. Later they hear a plop. They even hear a fizz. Boom! Whiss, plop! Fizz! Boom! Fizz, boom, whizz, blop, fizz, boom, whizz, blop, fizz, boom, whizz, blop, fizz, boom, whizz, blop, fizz. The curiosity could not be contained, so like intrigued kittens, they set off on a quest to track down the creator of the eerie noises. And what they found caused a little unrest, because what they were left to merrily greet was Timmy Goo on the toilet seat. Theme. Often the scariest of fears can be overcome simply by facing them. Thank you.